Oh, you're scared.
No, I'm not.
You are scared.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I don't believe in ghosts.
You obviously do. You're in denial about our house being haunted.
There's no such thing as ghosts.
I'm DJing a party tonight, a Halloween party, and I was...
Bar mitzvah? What do you got?
Yeah, I'm DJing Eli's son's bar mitzvah tonight.
F yeah, man.
But I was trying to figure out how to incorporate the Stranger Things soundtrack, but it's really hard. It's really slow.
Yeah.
So I haven't...
Trying to get those kids to just start necking hard.
That's what I want.
That's a necking.
I would absolutely love to DJ like a high school dance or something.
That would be pretty fun.
That would be. Wouldn't it be fun? Like it'd be like a really fun, silly, weird thing to do.
It would.
I'm interested to see how much freak dancing's going on.
Yeah. What is the new? I mean, I know that everybody's doing
you guys,
the juju
in high school.
What's the juju?
Were you guys like grinding?
Yeah. I wasn't, but I mean, that was the thing.
What were you doing?
I was standing next to the bathroom watching and being horrified. Seriously, like I was so grossed out by that kind of dancing. I'm not even Mormon.
I was pretty shy. Well, let me tell you, I wasn't shy. I was like not good with sexual interactions.
Yeah.
You were in the Banger Boys, dude. How can you be shy?
I wasn't
the
Banger
well,
Boys.
If you remember, the Banger Boys was four dudes who drank Code Red and played video games through high school.
Yeah, so it surprises me that you weren't comfortable sexually.
I know, exactly.
You guys were just slamming babes all day, right? No? What the? What was your gang called again? Sorry, I don't know why.
Slumberfest. We made girls fill out applications to come.
And they stopped doing that pretty early,
didn't
they? What
a good way to not have girlfriends.
And remember, we were like 17 when we did this.
So cool.
I know.
There are those girls that don't love themselves that would do that, though.
Yeah. That's who we were going after. We were going after the ones who like had low self-esteem.
Yeah.
That's a complicated flirtation.
It is.
Because you're judging someone directly.
Yeah.
So you're giving them this like one-on-one feedback that's kind of hard to find in a hallway.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, it was you had to come in for three interviews.
Oh my God.
The last one was a group interview with other girls.
Gangbang?
Well,
you could call it that.
In a corporate colloquial sense.
Yeah.
In theory, it was a gangbang.
Which is a good segue to today's topic.
Is it? Oh yeah.
I think it's a horrifying thing. So, welcome to Did You Reddit. This is a weekly pod about the internet by way of Reddit. We say that every week. Sometimes we'll wander off into the regular internet, but almost always it circles back or starts on Reddit, which I think is the front page of the internet where everything starts. So
we're talking internet trends, internet culture,
internet art. We are your internet trend report. So
it's like TMZ, but for the internet.
Yeah.
We'd like to think that.
Yeah, we would. We're as big of an operation.
Yeah, we're getting close. We're sitting on a lot of sex tapes right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
So many.
That we would
just people from Reddit that no one knows.
Yeah.
So.
And they're audio sex tapes.
They're useless.
So.
That's right. It's just guys.
Yeah.
Making sex tapes. With just audio.
Yeah. What a terrible concept. That's like my nightmare.
Right? Maybe that's how people got off
speaking
in the like,
of nightmares.
50s.
Yeah, speaking of nightmares. So this is a special episode week because this is Halloween time. I think this one's probably going to come out sometime over the Halloween weekend or...
Perhaps on the day itself.
Yeah, because we want to freak you the fuck out.
Really want to make you shiver in your boots.
Mm-hmm.
Shiver me timbers, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
But
oh, yes.
This is... there is a very, 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 very popular subreddit on Reddit called No Sleep that we've gotten a couple requests in the past to do. And now we're doing it because we've been sitting on it. Which makes it sound like we're prepared for it. We're not.
No.
Not as prepared.
We never are.
Never are. But we're prepared in the sense that we always have donuts and coffee because it's a morning pod.
And I don't know if this matters at all, but it hasn't rained in Los Angeles in 6 years, and it's just started raining.
Pouring. Yeah.
Coincidence? I don't know. I think it's the devil. But think about that, guys.
Yeah.
While you're potting. And the lights are flickering a little. So
they did.
It's just kind of got that vibe in here right now.
They really did.
Right. Yes.
Oh my God, and there's a razor blade in your donut. Oh shit.
Went from horrifying to sad and bloody really fast. But anyway, so we are three friends. We talk about the internet. Did I cover everything? Oh, no sleep. So now we're just going to get into it because this one's a really amazing sub that I think everybody should spend some time entertaining. And as a really quick and an important caveat, there is a podcast already dedicated to just reading No Sleep. And I think that's how they get their stuff. I don't know entirely, but it's called the No Sleep Podcast. It's one of the best podcasts in the podcasting world, in my opinion, because it's just so well produced and like the stories are, if you're into that kind of thing, they just do a really good job of presenting it. But these stories typically are long, mm-hmm. so we're going to be reading through and we're going to kind of do our own take on it. So we'll do our normal thing. We'll talk about how this sub works, why, etc. And then we'll read a few, but we'll also kind of get into our own personal stories. I think it's a plan.
Yeah, right? I think that's good.
Yeah. And we'll talk about conspiracies at some point, because that's what we do every episode. So, dog boobs, you want to kick it off?
Yeah, man.
Get into the nitty gritty.
So, basically, No Sleep is a place for authors to share their original horror stories. So, suspension and disbelief are key here. These aren't all true stories. Don't be an asshole in the comments and be like, that doesn't make any sense. There's no way that happened. Like, it doesn't matter. This is just for scary stories. And the posting rules are pretty simple. You only post original stories, so no plagiarism, no creepypasta, which is a term for, like, those scary stories that you see the same scary story reposted over and over and over and over on the internet.
Right.
That's what creepypasta is. So none of that. No bandwagoning another writer's story and like building off of it. Just be original. You know, your submissions right. have to be in story form. So it means something has to happen in it. Right. And then something else must happen as a result. So basically just the key storytelling rules.
Right.
They must be believable within reason to keep it scary.
That, not the believable part, but the part about the beginning and the end. Does that just mean like you can't my stepdad killed this hobo once?
Yeah. Right? If you have a non-story meta post make. If you have a non-story meta post to make, please visit the discussion at subreddit No Sleep OOC. I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
I can find out. But basically, it's like no non-stories.
Right. And this one, I mean, just I know I said at the beginning, but this has 8,172,634 Redditors.
That's right? Crazy.
So this is this is probably in the top 10.
Yeah.
Of Reddit, I assume, right? Actually, there's a let's check the Reddit list and figure that out. So this one, I mean, this is one of the most popular ones, and it, you know, it generates really, really fucking good stories.
Mm-hmm.
And as a side to that too, so yeah, so No Sleep is not even in the top 10, not even in the top 20. Whoa, No Sleep is.
I don't see it on this list. I don't either.
Wonder why.
Because it's creepy, dude.
Oh, like there it is.
Damn, dude. It's number 46.
Wow.
It's really popular, but it's number 46. So it's still, I guess, kind of down there. But that number must be off because this
it doesn't correlate with the other one. They gotta.
Anyway, that's not the point. So now, if you're. You can post true stories here, but they're not going to go down as true stories because that's one of the common tropes in storytelling and horror stories is like. You know, I know all you guys are telling these stories made up right now, but I got to be honest, I have a real one.
Yeah.
And, you know, this happened to me when I was in fifth grade, and it's kind of sensitive. So, and then people go, oh, it's a really good all way right. to tell a fake story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a little confusing here. Now, there's another sub called Let's Not Meet, and that is like true horror stories. So those are more like just scary stories about people almost getting murdered and stuff like that. So if you're into that kind of stuff, check that out.
That's actually based in reality.
That one is, those are all real stories. So maybe maybe we'll read a couple. Let's not weed.
Someone was following me.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, right.
Didn't
like,
get killed.
Yeah. And those are less, I mean, the ones I've read there, we'll get, is that rain that I hear? Or is that my?
Rain, I think.
Wow. That's devil rain, my friend.
That's I wish Halloween. It was thundering and lightning right now.
Yeah, pretty much is.
Anyway, all right, so.
And we're in a tsunami zone, so think about that.
Are we in a tsunami zone?
Yeah.
Technically.
Well,
we got really, we started getting really quick into the conspiracies before we even got a chance to start the other one. We're just going to end up being a conspiracy.
Tsunamis are conspiracies.
Wonder if we can get bought by the InfoWars network.
That'd be cool.
That'd be so part of
InfoWars.
The Corbett Report.
Yeah.
Do you know that guy?
No.
He's another one. He's on the more liberal side.
Oh, really?
InfoWars is more like conservative.
Oh, I don't even know if you want to call it that. They're just out there.
Yeah, they're not like, Democrat or Republican, but they both have like sort of an agenda.
Yeah, they definitely, yeah, I agree. all right, so let's just get into it. So I guess I'll try to... So the No Sleep podcast is like the best produced podcast I've ever heard. So ours is...
Yeah, we don't want to try to...
We're not going to even try to be that, but I will put some music behind these maybe.
Just a little like witch cackle here and there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll put some music that just sits in the background. Like an instrumental of Toto's Africa.
Yes.
Read these scary stories over. All right, cool. Well, who wants to kick it off?
I mean, damn. I'm like kind of nervous. They're so long that I don't know if they're going to be the payoff's going to be great.
I know. That's a tough one. So we could always start on the top of all time, or we could start on one I found last night when I was researching that was just called Build-A-Bear.
Yeah. So, let's start.
I know about that one.
Did what?
Well, there's a conspiracy there.
Oh,
I know
really?
About the store, but let's go. Oh, I want to hear it.
This one, yeah. I just saw it and I was like, wow, where could this go? You know?
Not to Totos.
Okay. Just play in the background while I'm reading this. All right, so like we said, these are pretty long. This is actually not as long as I thought it'd be. So excuse the heavy reading, but let's get into it. All right, so this one's called Build-A-Bear, and it's by Sant Gamer, right?
All right.
It's late where I am. I'm online looking up something about Build-A-Bear. It's an amazing story.
I'm already good hooked. Story.
And that's actually the funny thing about the No Sleep podcast, by the way, is it's really dramatic and like a little campy, like in a good way, like a Halloween type way. But then when he gets to the names of them, it's always like, so watch out on Mother's Lane for Spoons Man. Like, stuff that you're just like, that's not scary
that's
at
not
all.
Scary at all. But it's fun.
I know.
Spoon Man.
I know. So, and then the story like goes off the rails and like a bunch of kids die and stuff and it ends up being scary, but it's like the titles are always like, huh? What? all right, it's late where I am. I'm online looking up information about Build-A-Bear. They do fix their bears, thank God. They even call it the Build-A-Bear Hospital. Don't know where this is going already. I was up late gaming, watching football players and football replays and so on. I shut things down about an hour ago and headed upstairs in the foyer. At the bottom of the stairs where the kids' school backpack should be, but my youngest daughter's wasn't there. Searched the living room, no dice. I was tired, and still am, but I figured a couple extra minutes now would spare them getting to school late tomorrow. So I kept looking. I even went out to the garage and looked in both cars and came up empty again. I checked the den, when right above me I heard faint thumps and even some growling. Goddamn dog was in my youngest's bedroom. Up to no good by the sound of it. As quietly as I could tiptoe up the stairs, I headed there, ready to drag the pooch out to the den where he'd spend the night. He'd already fled the scene of the crime. Her favorite teddy bear, Charlie, was missing one arm and leg, and his stuffing was out. I could even see the little silk heart they put in for the kids. Oh. Damn it. Did they do that in Build-A-Bear?
Yes.
That's amazing. The only fortunate thing was that it was the cheapest basic bear they could sell.
What is this guy, a fucking plumber or something? Sorry, back to this toy.
I scooped up all the bits and decided I'd go pick another one up tomorrow. None of the other toys, no Barbies, other stuffed animals, etc., had been damaged. Mm. Stupid dog, I thought. She loved this bear, or rather, had loved this bear. Now it was garbage. It would be heartbroken, especially when, or rather, if I decided right then to not let this get out, so to speak. She found out. her other best pal in the world, our chocolate lab mix, had torn it up. Quietly, making my way back to the garage, I wrapped Charlie's remains in a shopping bag and lifted the lid on the large trash bin. "Sorry, dude, you were a favorite," I muttered. And then, ellipsis. And then, I heard. So, I heard a muffled voice from inside the bag, coughing, raspy, labored, and it just about made me drop dead from a heart attack. It's okay. Just tell Marie I love her. I got the most of them. Please, don't linger out there. Go back up. You and Max will scare the rest of them off. I was terrified. I dropped the bag and ran back to my daughter's bedroom, curling around the bed. Well, it's hard to describe. It's like shadows were being projected on the walls around her bed in the corner of the room, but there was nothing to make any shadows, nothing to cast them. I yelled incoherently and flipped the room light on. Marie stayed asleep. How? I have no idea. The shadows hissed and danced around, slipping over the ceiling and around the walls and in my direction. I leaned out into the hall and threw my bedroom door open, planning to yell for my wife. Max bounded out of our room and into Marie's and began to bark at top volume. That woke Marie up. Every bark seemed to dissipate or shatter or dissolve the shadow forms. Everything happened so quickly. They were all gone before she was fully awake. Of course, there was crying and commotion. My wife came in demanding to know what happened. I just told them Max had gotten out and raised a ruckus. So now, I'm back down in the den. I dug out the baby monitor with camera, and I'm keeping an eye on it while I make an appointment to get Charlie repaired. When I went out to the garage, he was sleeping on the floor in the bag. He was still on the floor in the bag. I picked it up and laid it gingerly in a cabinet where it wouldn't be seen by Marie first thing in the morning when we decided to roll to school. As I closed the cabinet door, I whispered, "I'll get you fixed up, man." And I'm not entirely sure, but just as I stepped back into the house proper, I think I heard a scratchy voice back in the garage say, "Thank you." So
That's beautiful, though.
This is a bear from Build-A-Bear that's haunted.
And you know what?
He's up with my conspiracy.
Grateful.
Yeah, that was actually kind of. That was kind of like.
Kind of nice.
That one. I don't know if that was. That wasn't scary at all.
It was like more like okay. It was like an army of stuffed animals protecting my daughter.
Yeah, this is actually this is what these comments are on this one. So it's like
it's kind of a metaphor for what stuffed animals do for kids,
right? Right. I think that's the point. I think mm-hmm. So this one's like the first top comment is like more like build a feel. The story was so sweet and heartwarming. Reminds me of this pic, and then it's a picture of this really scary monster like hanging over a daughter, and then you see a little tiny bear with like a little tiny sword kind of protecting her.
Yeah,
and it's like really nice,
like My Pet Monster with Fred Savage.
Was that a thing? It's a
classic film.
My Pet Monster, is that a real movie?
Yeah, you guys should check it out.
My Pet Monster.
I don't remember that.
I like that.
So that one was nice.
Times, nerd.
That one was nice.
That one was like a little bit more. That was like sweet.
It's
and
like he was
charming.
Possessed, but he wasn't evil.
Right.
I like that he smoked and drank though.
He was like
your daughter's cool,
Ted. So why didn't he protect himself from the dog? He could have killed that dog in a moment.
To the dad? Come on, man.
Why did the dad kill the dog? I just want
to
know.
I just need to know.
How could he have protected himself?
No, like the bear.
Because he's possessed and he's got powers?
Yeah.
What? I don't...
Can the bear do anything other than just talk in a raspy
voice? I think his biggest skill is an emotional support animal.
Interesting.
Which is ironic because that dog was also an emotional support.
Yeah.
Right.
It had the badge and everything.
Shit.
Had the silk heart.
You get online for $150.
Is that how much Build-A-Bear is?
No, it's emotional support dog.
Oh, I was going to say, you're going to have to think very soon about how much Build-A-Bear is.
They're probably
you're about
bucks?
To spend a lot of money on Build-A-Bear, dude.
Oh, fudge that, dude. Fudge that.
I hope your kid, your like boy, grows up to be a Build-A-Bear designer. You're like, going to be that dad who's just like...
He's like, I want to be an architect. I hate my son. Architect of Build-A-Bear. You're like, no!
What's the one thing that, like, you know, you're obviously not the kind of dad who'd be like, I hate my gay son.
Yeah.
But, like, what's the thing you would disown your son for?
If he was a sociopath?
I don't know. I haven't got that far yet. We're still working on like the projectile shit stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is pretty cool.
He still hasn't technically seen you, so.
Well, I mean, if you got into like Monster energy drinks.
Oh, really?
And like those star hats.
So if he was like a BMXer and he had like a piercing below his like.
I liked BMX,
bottom,
but like.
Bottom lip.
The 80s, 90s version. I'm talking about more like a San Diego. If he became a San Diego guy, I'd be like,
yeah.
Oh,
I hate my son.
I'd be like, you can just leave.
You leave and you never come back. Oh my
God. That would actually be amazing if you disowned him because he started like hanging out in Newport Beach too much.
No.
Oh my God.
You want a monster, Dad? I got you a monster energy. No.
Get out of my house.
Get out of my house.
But Dad.
You're not my son.
That'd be hard. That'd be really hard to get over.
That would be tough.
That
was my scary story.
That was a scary story. All right, so we should read
another
story.
One. I think that got the ball rolling because...
It was a charming one.
It was a charming one.
One.
I think I found a scarier right. one.
And I also, you know, speaking of scary things, that reminded me of how scary it is to have to read a long passage in front
yes.
of your peers.
Yeah, popcorn.
I forgot about reading. That where the teacher's like...
You.
Your dad?
Yep.
Read this passage. And I'm just like,
yeah, you did a pretty good job.
And everybody's going to make fun of me.
Yeah. I'm terrible at
it. I was one of those kids in school that liked to do it.
Oh, you fucking nerd.
I know.
I beat the shit out of people like you in high school.
Yeah, your application to the Banger Bros would have been denied.
Yeah.
That's the first question.
Sorry,
you guys 69 asked
boys?
On that.
Yeah. 69 boys.
The 69 boys.
The Banger Bros.
Okay, this one's called The Delivery Man Won't Leave.
Oh.
All right. We've all had those munchery guys dropping off your food for the night.
Oh,
clawing
yeah.
Clawing at your window to get it. Well, yeah. They pretty much just leave your package. But this story.
Are you watching Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
If I catch the tail end of this?
Yeah. This is my favorite episode.
How amazing would that be? That would be an amazing prank.
Come on in.
I hate YouTube prank things, but like that's one I would be like, that's pretty funny. If like the delivery prank. Guy yeah. who just like tries invites like, himself in somehow.
Like, oh, what are you yeah. making? Like dinner time. I've had just yesterday.
How could you get in?
Sometimes delivery men are weird. Like yesterday, I was working from home in the afternoon.
Maybe build a relationship with the deliveries.
Yeah. Well, this one was just okay. So he'd been trying to deliver my roommate's iPhone 7, but it's okay. I don't understand when delivery men get pissy that no one's home during the day to sign for right. something.
It's so like, normal to not be home.
Everyone has a job. Dude.
I don't even get the system.
Right. No, it doesn't make sense. So I happened to be home because I got home from the airport and worked from home in the afternoon.
Right.
And he knocks on the door and he's like, I need you to sign for this. So while I'm signing it, he's like, I've been trying to deliver this for 4 days. And
oh
I'm like,
God.
Dude, tough shit.
Right.
Like, what do you expect? Like, I don't have a stay-at-home wife. Like,
right.
sorry. I just didn't understand,
it's weird to drop attitude on that.
Yeah, thing. I'm like, what are you giving me attitude for? Everybody has a job. Like, I think it's fucking archaic to ask for signatures at residential addresses.
Yeah.
Like, it's nobody's home. Ever.
I have a P.O. box for that.
That makes sense.
I mean, it costs me money, but I just never
yeah.
have to.
Not that much, though. It's like a couple shekels, right?
Just a couple shekels. From my boat days, I needed it.
Yeah.
So I just
right.
kept it. And it's like, it's where all my
damn.
Goes.
I mean, you need that. Or I just deliver it to the office because I'm like,
right.
someone will be here. Anyway.
I used to have a P.O. box because I was a pen pal of this really, really dangerous prisoner.
Really?
Yeah. This guy who was the...
This may be the start of a story.
Yeah.
For no sleep. Can you?
It's not really scary. It's
here?
Just fucking weird. But it
Make
was...
Make it scary.
It was... I was... There was this... The longest
How much
serving,
semen was on the letters?
Yeah.
Would you say a good amount?
I gotta
a
lick
fair
it
amount,
again. I don't
or
remember.
A ton.
You gotta lick it
again. I gotta lick it again.
Remember?
The lick test.
Okay.
The lick semen.
I think that's called
test.
A lick miss test.
Yeah. Ooh, that was pretty quick, dude. That was nice. He was the longest serving prisoner in solitary confinement in the history of the U.S. penitentiary
what
system.
What the fuck?
He had killed 4 people while in prison.
What's his name?
Tommy Silverstein.
Sounds like a sweet guy.
He's a really sweet dude. I don't want to say he was a victim of circumstances because he killed a bunch of people in prison.
There
but
he
you
is.
Kill people in prison, yeah. it's hard to, like, you never know. Prison seems like
yeah.
a tough place.
It is a tough place. And he like went there for like armed robbery with that he did with his like shitty dad, right?
Oh my god.
And then like while there he like joined the Aryan Brotherhood because he was like a 17-year-old white guy from Calabasas or something.
Because you got it.
You have yeah. to.
And then I think there was a skirmish and he killed like a fellow like a black gang member.
Sounds like regular gang stuff. Where's
speaking
he
of
at?
Regular gang stuff, there's some commotion happening outside.
Ooh, woo. Long Beach. He's from Long Beach.
Yeah, I knew something like that.
Nice.
Wow, this guy killed a lot of people in prison.
Yeah, he did a number.
So I think there's a scary story here.
I mean,
I think he thinks you're his only friend.
Well,
all right. I'm just here.
It was a dark, and stormy night. Dark and stormy night.
It's kind of the best
southern spirit. Zimbabwe. Yeah. Yeah. I don't. The scary story is basically. I mean, it's not a scary story. I guess it could have gone in that direction because it was. He's an artist as well, and this is back when I was doing journalism pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm. What's his medium? Jizz and blood.
Yeah,
pretty much.
The blood of his enemies. So he was an artist, and he was a really good artist, and his story is fucking crazy because he was in solitary confinement for like 18 years or something like that. Like solitary confinement for 18 fucking
years.
Doesn't
like a month kill your brain forever or something?
Yeah, like people go fucking crazy. So
crazy.
So he kind of came out like a very different person, obviously, and he's a very like he seems like a very pleasant dude now, and his messages were
so
like,
it works. A solitary confinement works.
It's basically great.
He's an ad for
yeah, pretty much.
Keep doing it.
Sorry.
Well, he's a fascinating artist. I sent him a letter that was just like pretty much just like, hey man, I really like your art. I just find you're a very interesting artist. You have a very interesting story. So I just wanted to send you a note. Right? It was a very candid. It wasn't like I wanted to do a story about you. It was like pretty like I'm just very curious what would happen. Mm-hmm. And he sent a note back that was very not much to it. It was like a very simple like thanks a lot, blah blah blah. I sent him a follow up, and then his follow up was like 12 pages long, and it was like his handwriting is like so beautiful that it's almost unreadable.
Wow.
Like it looks like calligraphy. And like there are some creepy moments, but like most of the letter was like kind of almost political, where it was talking about how fucked up it is
that
they would put him in solitary for so long. And
he's probably looking for an advocate on
totally.
The outside.
Well, he has it. I mean, he's kind of part of that thing now, that whole advocate. Well, he's not part of the advocacy group, but he's like, that's very clearly part of his life. But he's also an ADX Florence. So he's like in the world supermax. Like he's there with like...
What's
the,
that?
The ADX Florence is like the Alcatraz of the Rockies is what it's called.
Wow.
It's this like impenetrable prison, like federal prison in the United States. It's like the supermax in the United States. It's like that in Guantanamo Bay pretty much.
Wow.
And so he's at ADX Florence with like, you know, John Gotti and people like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So supermax
prisons, man. Yeah,
they're very scary. So... Anyway, that's not why we're here.
That's pretty spooky, though.
I know. It's spooky.
It's spooky in a different way. So, Boobus, were you reading one?
Yeah. So, why the delivery man won't leave?
Right. Because he wants to watch the rest of the
here
Big
we go.
Bang Theory at your house.
Exactly. Yeah. He just wants.
I wish that was the end of it.
That's the end.
Shitty no sleep.
There should be a shitty no sleep.
And then we watched every episode of the Big Bang Theory together.
That's a nightmare.
The end. All right. Okay, it had just gotten dark when the door buzzer jolted me out of my lazy binge-watching session. I was alone in the apartment and had already received my delivery Thai food, sounds like me, which sat half-eaten in a styrofoam tray on my chair. I wasn't expecting anybody and assumed it was a solicitor, but headed over to the intercom nonetheless. I asked, "Who is it?" slightly annoyed but trying not to sound rude. There was a low, muffled response. It sounded like someone was talking through a gag or with an overly full mouth. I explained I couldn't understand and again asked who it was. The same deep, muffled voice mumbling not a single identifiable word erupted through the intercom, making me uneasy and waking me up with a strange chill. I walked over to the window overlooking the street and stared down. 20 odd feet below on the sidewalk in front of my door was a rather tall, hunched man holding a very large cardboard box that looked like it fell out of a plane and into a landfill. There were dark, oily stains on it, crushed edges, and haphazard strips of packing tape that looked like the only thing keeping it together. I had placed no recent orders, and I had been trying to curb my spending, but even if I had, there was no way I was opening that door. The tall man's face was completely obscured by the large box, which he was holding high in front of his chest, clearly to hide his face intentionally. All I could see was that box and his hands that were covered in loosely hanging blue-palmed gardening gloves that appeared filthy and ill-fitting. Something about them seemed odd and misshapen. I stepped back slowly as my heart thudded in my chest. I walked back to the door and spoke firmly through the intercom. "Sorry, but that is not mine. I ordered nothing. Try my neighbor's. Goodbye." And double-checked the deadbolt to ensure it was locked. I walked back to my room, which felt uncomfortably exposed, and I shut my bedroom door as well. I paused my program and continued watching The Big Bang Theory, is what I'm adding here, when the buzzer rang again in three long, jarring rings. My heart raced again, and I clenched my fingers until the knuckles whitened. Walking again to the street side window, the tall man was still there, uneasily twitching the blue denim cap that covered the top of his mostly concealed head. Something about his head seemed misshapen, but I couldn't quite tell what, because of the way he was concealing it with that large, stain-covered cardboard package. I backed up once more and walked over to the intercom, pressing the talk button. I told the man I was not accepting the package or opening the door, and if he didn't vacate now, I'd be calling the police. My voice was shaky, even though I tried to sound as intimidating as possible. I walked over to the window again and saw him standing there unmoving aside from an occasional tick or shiver. I shivered as if in response and then realized how cold I was. I adjusted the thermostat, which was on 78, when I heard the buzzer again, but muffled and distant, not my buzzer. It was my next door neighbor's, and I was getting ready to text for advice when I heard dreaded sound, the door lock release button buzzing as if mocking me. I slid my eye to the peephole and soon saw the tall man and his battered package crept into view in front of my door. I watched as my next door neighbor Dan's door opened behind him. I saw the look of both disgust and horror twist on Dan's face as he scrambled inside and slammed the door, and I heard the locks quickly latch behind him. The man at the door turned slightly in response, and I saw a sliver of a deformed face. It was massively elongated, as if there was a football-sized tumor growing in the front of his skull, pressing it outward at a shocking angle. Slender yellow teeth jutted outward like tiny tusks from the ovular, frill-lipped mouth, which was a wide circle of agony that extended nearly half a foot in front of where it should. Under the stark shadows of the overhanging fluorescent lighting, I can safely say that nothing chilled my blood as much as that deformed and twisted face and the watery gray eyes that sat in the elongated and stretched eye sockets. The door handle jiggled roughly and loudly, and as the figure pounded hard on the door with the bottom of his gloved fist, I let out an involuntary gasp. Eyes wide with fear, I covered my mouth with both my shaking hands and stepped backwards, nearly collapsing to the ground as terror wrought my body. The loud pounding continued for a few seconds before stopping, but as I nearly got my bearings, a thunderous crack jarred the door and I saw a tiny sliver of what could only be an axe blade piercing through. I slid to the ground, mind spinning with the horror of the situation. My shaking hand removed the phone and I dialed 911 as quickly as it would allow as the other shocking blow to the door splintered a sizable chunk out of it. I scampered backwards as if imitating a crab into my bedroom where I kicked the door shut as the operator picked up. I told them in the stammering voice of a shock victim that a man was breaking in with an axe trying to kill me, and I gave them my address. I heard the front door snap forward with a tremendous crash into the bedroom door in front of me. I was freezing and wondering if I was having a heart attack, nearly praying for that rather than the other impending death that opened my bedroom door and looked at me with those unnatural gray blobs of eyes. His face was beyond anything I'd seen in documentaries about facial tumors, beyond anything I'd seen in horror movies, just a shocking, vulgar deformation of anything remotely human. The long, stretched slits of nostrils trailed down to those tusks and below, with that maw that looked incapable of eating, revealed a massive red lump that might have been a tongue sitting just behind the teeth. I was frozen in place as the tall figure charged over to me, and I squeezed my eyes shut, preferring darkness to the horror in front of me to be my last memory if I was going to die. I felt a whoosh of air as the man hurriedly stepped over me. I heard a sickening wet whack like a pumpkin splitting, and my fingers climbed up to the top of my head, ready to find it split in two. A groan drifted into silence somewhere behind me, and I felt a long, bony, and misshapen gloved finger pull my arm gently. I opened my eyes to the deformed man attempting to pull me to my feet and saw the gloved hand pointing behind me. I looked over to the open window I swore I closed earlier, to where the gloved hand pointed, to the crumpled figure beside my bed, to the other large man dressed in black lying in a pool of blood from an axe wound in his chest, to that long serrated knife on his in his black gloved fingers by his side. It was the home invader, a deranged murderer that this deformed man had seen breaking into my apartment. This deformed man that turned out to be my shut-in neighbor, Jeremy, from the apartment building behind mine. Jeremy, to whom I owed my life.
That one also flipped into a positive at the end.
So she was freaked out because he's so scary looking, but he saved her life from a home invader.
And, but she had never really seen him either.
No.
Right?
Because he was a shut-in.
This seems like a good time to drop a word from our sponsor, TrueSwords.com. Because goddamn, am I getting a couple of those lead hats, cane swords.
Yeah, we need those hats.
Butterfly knives and nunchucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
The
stock
top
up,
comment
people.
Is, what was in the package, though? Also, nice plot twist. And what one guy goes, an act of kindness.
Commit random acts of kindness.
Oh.
Did somebody?
Someone wrote, though, I think he knew that OP would never have opened the door for him since he was deformed, so he threw together a weird costume and package to hopefully have OP let him in so he could save her.
And then the person below that was like, it's not a real story.
It's not real.
Nerd. Yeah.
Jeremy, that boy, the real MVP. Squad that was, goals.
Wait, what?
That's another comment.
That's amazing.
That's
I like that story. I like that story, and you're really good at reading out loud.
I try not to stumble over my words. Yeah, but
remember earlier when you said you loved reading
I
out
do.
Loud? It's true.
I love it.
Yeah.
I
just tried to like read. Yeah.
You gotta inflect.
I try to get all the words, you know?
Have you guys ever had like a weird person at your door?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
I've had it a lot of times. My street has had a ton of action.
Shit.
We first moved into our street, like we were sitting watching TV one night, and like in the window, just like right outside, I heard like a crunching, like crunch. It was like hot, summery kind of things. So the windows were open. And I kind of like turn around, and then there's this face in the window, and I was like,
"Jesus Christ!"
We kind of like react calm, you know? I was like, "Hello!"
Oh my god!
And then it was this woman, and she was like, "I need to pee. I need to take a piss. Can I come in and take a piss?" And I was like, "No, get the fuck out of here."
Did you really say that?
Yes.
That's amazing.
And she asked to borrow a cup to pee after that. And I was like, "No." And she's like, and then she freaked out and started saying, "I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you." And I was like, "Oh, bitch."
That.
And then I kind of got up. And
I dare
then,
you to try.
I called the police because I didn't know if she was really going to kill us.
Yeah.
Of course.
And I think she was just a crazy lady, but it freaked me out for like a while.
Yeah.
I was like, now I was like on high alert after that.
Well, it makes you realize just how flimsy our home, like our security is.
So
you know?
One thing you're like, I want to leave my windows open because it's fucking hot.
Right.
And like when I do, some lady sticks her head in. She didn't stick her head in. It was like a screen.
I got to pee.
I got to pee. Let me pee.
Oh, man.
So the cops come like an hour and a half later or something.
They're the worst.
You know?
Of course.
And I was like, by that time, I was like,
never mind, dude.
I'm calm down now. It's over.
God.
And the cop's like, do you got any weapons? I'm like, no. I was like, I have a baseball bat. That's about it. He's like, we should have hit her in the head with it.
Did he really?
I was like, okay.
Thanks for the legal advice.
I don't know if I'm ready to like bludgeon someone's face in with a bat.
Let me know if you ever want to borrow my nine. Son.
On a Monday evening, I was watching The Big Bang Theory. You know? I was having a nice night.
That That cop couldn't understand why you didn't slam see like the opportunity. And
then he's like, what? He's like, cool house. What's your rent here?
Did he really say that? Oh my God.
The cops were like 26-year-old dudes.
That's God. The best.
And I was just like, God, yep, you're like the cops.
Yeah.
You know?
You're the cops.
It was like two guys or like guys I could have gone to high school.
You know, you're pretty chill, dude. We should hang out sometime.
Yeah, it was kind of like,
it's like, no,
I'm all right.
You're 911.
It was like, do you have any weapons? Was more like, if you had weapons, you should have used them. Like that's what.
That's so
crazy. It wasn't
crazy.
Like, do you have weapons? Because I want to know.
It's yeah.
Like, you should use them on these people.
Yeah.
I was like, huh, okay, well, I guess I'll go get a gun.
I mean, I got this mace from TrueSwords.com.
I got this leaded hat that I can smack people in the face with.
Right? Jesus.
I mean, that's
just one story from my
street. Fucked up story. I don't know if we. Every time, I mean,
I got another one, but I'll save it for the second half of the pod.
Because we live in a relatively isolated neighborhood, like it's not very open.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime there's a stranger at the door, I'm always like, huh,
yeah.
"Yeah,
you should never really have a random knock on your door."
No.
In this town.
No. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. If,
it's just kind of it just shouldn't happen.
Yeah,
no.
Cell phones and everything. It's right. Like you text.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, we very rarely get that, but like I said, if we do, I'm kind of like
high alert.
Yeah, and we always hear like we have like raccoons and skunks and shit like that around. Mm-hmm. So every once in a while we'll be laying in bed, my girlfriend and I, and we'll hear like the pitter patter of something on our roofs, and our roofs are like, you know, just typical California wood roofs, so it's like very punctuated. So it sounds like it could almost be a small person.
Right.
Yeah, I have that too. It's like pitter patter.
Right. I mean, you're kind of like, the fuck is going on up there?
Yeah.
I think there's like a system of cats that go roof to roof.
Yeah.
A system of cats?
I'd like to think it's like a
society.
Because you hear them like running and I think they're jumping from roof to roof. Like
probably.
Chasing squirrels.
God, what a sick life.
I have like
be.
A pretty weird, cool, right? Serious story. Yeah. Like when I was like five or six. My family moved to New Jersey for about 6 months. That's the end of the story. But we didn't live in a city or anything. My dad rented a house in the middle of the woods. Oh. So it was, and he worked all the time. So it was me, my brother, who was like two, and my mom in this kind of old 70s style house in the middle of the woods. Like half of the back of the house was all windows. So you could it was beautiful. You could see out into the woods and,
right.
But it was a really old house too. Like the carpet was pretty gnarly. Like my mom saw
East Coast
like,
old.
Yeah. Like when like flooding had happened. Like my mom walked through the living room once and noticed there were worms in the carpet.
That's
like
cool.
Coming up out of the carpet.
Oh, really?
Well, we think that house was full blown haunted. Like, so the reason everybody thought it was haunted is because they had like a neighborhood, like whatever neighborhood there was, they had people over to like, welcome to the neighborhood.
Right.
And there was a basement because it's the East Coast.
They're checking you out. Is what
maybe.
Doing.
Right. But they're all in the basement. There's a grand piano. There's a bar. Like everybody's.
There's a grand piano in the basement?
And so they're all, everybody's like mingling. And my mom sees these pictures up on the wall from the previous owners.
Right.
And the woman, the wife had died, and that's why the man had like rented out the family house and moved somewhere smaller. Everyone in these pictures were from like the 70s or the 80s and were in the exact same position as like the party goers that were there in that moment. Like two people sitting on the piano bench in the same position, like three people at the bar with drinks in the same position. And my mom was like totally got freaked out. But so that was just creepy. We had rats, so like you'd hear noises all the time. But I remember there was one time my dad was away for business, like not coming home that night. We live down like a half a mile driveway. Like you don't get people stopping at the door. And we had some guy knock on the door and my mom wouldn't answer it. But like at the same time, the half the house is windows. So I just remember her like getting me and my brother into our rooms and closing the door. And like, she had to be like, sorry, we don't take solicitors. And he kept knocking and knocking and finally just walked away, but walked into the woods. Like he just walked back into the woods.
No shit.
So my mom terrified all night. My dad wasn't going to be home for another day or two. So it was like one of those things where when you're so remote.
Right.
And if there's, it's probably just a drifter, like a crazy person.
Which is scary in itself.
Yeah,
though.
Because like they're not not stable. Like, it's not like he came there and he's like, I'm going to kill everybody. But if he's schizophrenic.
No, they start by just asking for a glass of water.
Yeah, I'm thirsty. I'm cold. Like, can, do you have any food? And then Big Bang Theory, is it on? Can I watch it? And then it turns into something really fucked up. But yeah, we did not have a good experience in New Jersey.
I mean, that's...
That's creepy.
We had a dog too, who would like go out and like bring back deer skulls and leave it on our doorstep. So it was just a spooky place.
He would walk. He would walk back on his like on his hind legs.
It takes time to get used to the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. I mean, like I grew up in the woods. I had a similar house. It wasn't similar in the sense I had a grand piano and ghosts in my basement, but
worms in your rug.
Yeah, I had worms in. I had a similar house because we had rats and worms that grew up from the rug.
Oh
no! I had like in our living room where I would always watch TV and play Dance Dance Revolution because I was like a prodigy when I was a kid at Dance Dance Revolution. Slumberfest for all we were all really good at. Girls loved us, guys. Girls loved us.
You had like nonstop applications.
Have you seen his closet?
Rope outside of your,
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Your basement door.
But the living room was. I grew up, you know, in Nowheresville, and like we would watch TV, and then like right behind the TV were just like windows for days, mm-hmm. and all those windows kind of led into the darkness of anonymity. It just was like nothing out there, right?
You know, there's a guy in the tree watching you.
Yeah, so it was always like one of those things, especially as when you're a kid, you're kind of hanging out watching TV or whatever, and like especially if you watch something even vaguely suspenseful,
mm-hmm.
then that whole world becomes the worst, right?
Yeah, we grew up, I think, in a good scary movie time too. I did with like all the Freddy Kruegers and Pet Cemeteries and that, like the Stephen Kings of the world.
Oh,
like,
man.
I was really like jamming when I was growing up. Fuck, like you'd watch those movies and be freaked out for like a month.
Yeah, Pet Cemetery really did a number on me.
Really screwed me
I've
up.
I've never seen Pet Cemetery.
Oh, I'm sure it's still,
it did a number on me. Yeah.
Still captivating.
There were just moments that were a little like real horror that I didn't like. Like kid getting hit by the car.
Yeah.
And that one for me, I was just like, that could be any of us. Yeah.
He's so cute.
Red Asphalt. Red Asphalt too.
Yeah.
Red Asphalt's Revenge.
Yeah, those are always the things that scare me more. Like when you think about scary movies, like the ones that scare me are the ones about like realist like killers and
for me
not
it's,
like monsters.
No, yeah, I'm not. I don't like aliens and shit. Don't really freak me out unless it's like really well crafted and mm-hmm. you know it's just a suspenseful film. The scary films that fuck with me are the ones about like the long term atrophy of like someone's mind and shit like that. Where like you know like one of I mean it's not a scary
so
movie.
Like life.
Yeah, like kind of like honestly, it's like
so
stuff like what?
Old.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you know, there's that movie. I haven't seen it, but it like the premise is seems like spot on with what I would find a scary movie. But we need to talk about Jeremy or
yes.
something.
What's that with Tilda Swinton?
Yeah, and it's just about a family who's
Kevin.
We need to talk. We need to talk about Kevin. It's about a family, and the son becomes like a school shooter. But it's just about
really?
The family as a normal family with a kid who's like a little bit off, right? But like that's the kind of shit that I just go, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it just is like, it's that happens to people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's a
Think
real
of
fucking
that.
Thing.
What if you
right?
raised a, you know, like
I know,
what if
man.
You raised a psycho?
Yeah. If you like rate like a, yeah, it's like a school shooter or whatever. It's like a crazy horrifying thought, and I think that movie I think probably captures it pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are movies like, I mean, It Follows I think is like a really well done recent scary film that's like not that scary, but it's like it's got a good scary thing where
that
you're just like fuck, I don't want to watch this scene.
Yeah,
but oh my God, you know, while we're on the topic of cinematic horror films or whatever, have you guys been watching the new season of Black Mirror?
No, not yet.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm almost afraid to.
So fucking good, man.
It takes so much out of me emotionally.
Yeah.
I know.
I kind of have to gear up for him.
Well, each episode, like
drink a whiskey. Like,
yeah, Christina and I, girlfriend and I, have been watching at night right before we go to bed. Which
so
is like,
stressful, right?
It's so fucking stressful. And we watched the first episode was just like really good, beautifully art directed, like really interesting.
Yeah.
The second episode was like
fucked up.
What is happening? Yeah. And it was, and it just, you, at the end of it, you're just like, oh my God, I don't know if I can watch it.
No, that's it. Yeah. I'm like afraid to like put myself in that. But mental
those are
state.
And those are good examples too, because like they feel so real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
it's
like, I mean, granted, there are some that are like obviously in a contrived world, but like the one, the third episode which we were watching last night, which I fell asleep because I was just very tired anyway, and we had a pod mm-hmm. this morning, but it was about like a guy, like a kid who is like downloads some malware on accident.
Mm-hmm. Oh God.
And then he like what we always hear about where it's like cover the camera on your computer because yep. people could be watching you. Yeah. It like does that, but it's like the kid, like he's like a 15-year-old kid, so he like jerks it one night.
Oh,
and then they send him the video of him doing that, and they're like, we're going to share this with everybody you know unless you start doing these things, right? And it's there's just that whole thing, which I think is everybody's, we've talked about this a little bit before, but like one of everybody's big fears is that like their intimate information online is going to be shared, right?
Yeah.
So like even those weird things where you're like I'm not ashamed of it, but I will be if it's presented in the wrong light, where it's like I've been shopping for like fucking, I was on like Adam and Eve looking at double-sided dildos, not because I want to buy them, but like if somebody's like,
I needed them for something I was working on.
Yeah, exactly.
It's art.
But you know, it's like one of those things where like that was a really
good
example of real life horror.
Yeah,
that they, and that's what Black Mirror does so fucking well, is they take real life technological horror and insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the main theme of horror, is like insecurity. When you feel insecure physically or mentally or emotionally
out
or whatever,
out of control, is pulling strings.
It really like it becomes like a
a
real issue, right?
It's like that drifter hanging out outside of your house.
Yeah.
Right.
You know where he is.
Yeah.
He could be watching.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're like, all those times we were just like, this house is great. Then all of a sudden you're like, glass is thin.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, anybody could break through that.
Yeah. Once your sense of security is lost, it's gone.
It's gone, exactly. Which is a scary, very
brings
scary
me
thing.
Back to this, one of my stories about a kid whose family leaves him and they go to Europe and he has to defend his house against robbers. It's called Home Alone.
Oh my God.
And man, does he just crush.
Oh, I never sleep when I watch that movie.
It's terrifying.
And
it's
the real sequel.
What?
I'll never go to New York.
Never.
Ever.
I'll never, ever go to New York.
I will never go.
On Christmas.
Screw that place.
Ever.
You know Dunkin' Toys is not a real place.
Free Day, do you want to read one? Or do
no,
you?
I can't read.
Okay.
Maybe too I should, long. I can't read something that long.
I'll start. I'm going to read another one because this one is segmented really nicely, and I think it might bear some fruit. Is this also the top of all time? So if this one's disappointing, then
we shut
don't
this down.
Really understand.
Shut it down.
just get back to conspiracy. All right.
Let's get in the mood.
That's just like the drum part of the beginning.
We only play Toto when we're talking just about scary stuff.
Kalimbos.
It's the scariest background music ever.
It is.
Well, it would be scary if it was like playing through like a Kmart speaker and it was just on loop.
Yeah, and you're in the Kmart alone with someone else and you can't find them.
It's actually a cool version of a horror movie. This is a different version.
Yeah. Like, what if the song was playing and you were in the Australian outback being chased by that guy from that movie? That there's a series of movies where there's this, like, Australian dude who chases, like, American tourists. And
I've seen that movie. Wolf
stuff.
Creek.
Yes, Wolf Creek.
It's fucking awesome.
I feel like this music would play during Wolf Creek chase Because
it's kind of, like, lighthearted music, but in the worst situation.
Yeah, and he's so crazy. He's like, like, I'm gonna cut your face off.
And the way the movie ends
my Australian accent.
That was really,
the one guy gets away, and then he's like buying groceries 6 months later, and that song's on the mic.
Yeah.
On like the
and
speakers.
He's like, drops his bag.
And he drops his bag, and he just like shits his pants.
Yeah, right.
Is this a real thing, or are you guys making that
I mean,
up
that
right
scene
that's
was
the end
just
of the movie.
Made up,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
I think
it's real.
That's how I would end it.
Wait. Did it happen or did it not happen?
I don't know. Did it?
You know what? I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds like I need to see Wolf Creek.
Just watch
Wolf
Creek.
That movie was very good.
It's very scary and gross. Yeah. And it's based on a true story.
It is.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Those Aussies, man, they'll get you.
We got to
do
a
pod
on serial killers one of these days.
Fucking sheep and skin and turismo.
Yeah. Skin and gringos.
It is in Australia.
Australia.
Come to Australia.
I know. Australia.
I really
I can't
love
do that's a hard one.
Are you an accent specialist too?
All of our
I too studied accents.
Me too. Hello, that's British. Hello, that's Scottish. Hello, that's Australian.
Awesome. There you go. All right. Top of all time.
All right. So top of all time and no sleep. Those accents are pretty scary. Yeah. I guess, right?
They are.
That's a good segue.
They're bad.
All right. So this one it sits on that weird line that we were saying earlier where you're just kind of like, is this a trope that you're using to make the story seem scarier or did this actually happen? Mm-hmm. Right. So the title is I'm a search and rescue officer for the U.S. Forest Service. I have some stories to tell. So that immediately is like, this guy's just a guy. He's a real guy telling it. And, okay, and his name, which makes it, I think now makes it seem less real, is Search and Rescue Woods.
So, it's not like Dan the Man or anything.
Dan 6ix9ine, it's like.
It should be something blue collar.
Yeah, like he came up with that, he's a burner name. He came up with this name just to tell a story, pretty much. So this was the best monthly winner in 2015. Which is why it's gotten so many upvotes. So, and this, like I said, this one's segmented. So, I wasn't sure where else to put these stories, so I figured I'd share them here. I've been an SAR officer for a few years, and along the way, I've seen some things I think you guys would be interested in, right? So, again, he sets it up being like, I don't know, I've never heard of this Reddit thing before, but it seems like a place where I can put some stories, right?
My grandkids pointed me this one.
I know, exactly.
They said, stop telling everybody your stories at the market.
Post
it on the interwebs. And that's what he did.
All right, so the first one is, I have a pretty good track record for finding missing people. Most of the time, they just wander off the path or slip down a small cliff, and they can't find their way back. The majority of them have heard the old stay where you are thing, and they don't wander far. But I've had two cases where that didn't happen. Both bother me a lot, and I use them as motivation to search even harder as a missing person in cases I get called on. The first was a little boy who was out berry picking with his parents. He and his sister were together, and both of them went missing at the same time. Their parents lost sight of them for a few seconds, and in that time, both of the kids apparently wandered off. When the parents couldn't find them, they called us, and we came out to search the area. We found the daughter pretty quickly. When we asked where her brother was, she told us that he'd been taken away by the bear man. She said he gave her berries and told her to stay quiet, that he wanted to play with her brother for a little while.
Uh-oh.
Jesus, that's horrifying. The last she saw of her brother, he was riding on the shoulders of the bear man that seemed calm. Of course, our first thought was abduction, but we never found a trace of another human being in that area. The little girl was also insistent that he wasn't a normal man, and that he was tall and covered in hair, like a bear.
Bigfoot.
Yeah, exactly. And he had a weird face. We searched the area for weeks. It was one of the longest calls I've ever been on, but we never found a single trace of that kid. The other was a young woman who was hiking with her mom and grandpa. According to the mother, her daughter had climbed up to the tree to get a better view of the forest, and she'd never come back down. That's crazy.
Wow.
They waited at the base of the tree for hours calling her name before they called for help. Again, we searched everywhere and never found a trace of her. I have no idea where she possibly could have been because neither her mother or grandpa saw her come down.
Weird.
That's a pretty interesting horror. That's a good, like, simple horror concept.
Yeah.
Like, you climb into a tree and you just don't come down. It's kind of a bizarre, because, like, where the fuck do you go?
It
sounds like Gigantopithecus.
What? Me.
What is that?
You don't know about Gigantopithecus?
No.
Neither
do I.
What?
It sounds like God is taking a Gigantopithecus outside right now.
It's what people think could
it's
be.
It's raining
Bigfoot.
A lot, guys.
It's
there
raining.
We go.
It's like a gorilla, but it's like an old North American gorilla that's extinct. But it's bigger than a gorilla. And people think it still exists, and it's what Bigfoot is. But it's real. It was
real.
Can
he talk and say, I just want to hang out with your brother?
I mean, they're like, what, 9 feet tall?
Yeah.
The big hairy man.
Wait, what? I've seen these before. Maybe I've just seen them on Planet of the Apes.
You've seen Bigfoot?
Yeah. I've seen these things before.
Gigantopithecus.
Well, that's an orangutan.
Yeah. Okay. Gonna say.
All right.
He's just a
monkey, all
right.
Let's hear more.
All right. So, and like I said, this one's segmented. So this guy continues to go on. So a few times I've been out on my own searching with a canine, and they've tried to lead me straight up cliffs, not even hills, not even rock faces, straight, sheer cliffs with no possible handholds. It's always baffling. And in those cases, we usually find the person on the other side of the cliff or miles from where the canine has led us. I'm sure there's an explanation, but it's sort of strange.
Weird.
One, okay, this is a third one. One particularly sad case involved the recovery of a body. A 9-year-old girl fell down an embankment and got impaled on a dead tree at the base. It was a complete freak accident, but I'll never forget the sound her mother made when we told her what happened. She saw the body bag. She saw the body bag being loaded into the ambulance, and she let out the most haunting, heartbroken wail I've ever heard. It was like her whole life was crashing down around her, and part of her had died with her daughter. I heard from the another SAR office that officer that she killed herself a few weeks after it happened.
Wow,
she couldn't live with the loss of her daughter. See, that's one of the, that's a perfect example of what I was saying, where it's like that seems super real,
yeah,
and like just sad and depressing, and that's the kind of shit that scares
mm-hmm.
me. I was teamed up with another SAR officer because we'd received reports of bears in the area. We were looking for a guy who hadn't come home from a climbing trip when he was supposed to, and we ended up having to do some serious climbing to get to where we figured he'd be. Found him trapped in a small crevice with a broken leg. It was not pleasant. He'd been there for almost 2 days, and his leg was very obviously infected. We were able to get him to a chopper, and I heard one of the EMTs that the guy was absolutely inconsolable. Kept talking about how he was doing fine, and when he'd gotten to the top, a man had been there. Said the guy had no climbing equipment and was wearing a parka and ski pants. He walked up to the guy, and when the guy turned around, he said he had no face. It was just blank. He freaked out and ended up trying to get off the mountains too fast, whoa, which is why he'd fallen. He said he couldn't hear the guy. He could hear the guy all night climbing down the mountain and letting out these terrible muffled screams. The story bothered the hell out of me. I'm glad I wasn't there to hear it.
Shit,
that's fucking scary.
Dang.
One of the scariest things that's ever happened to me involved the search of a young woman who's gotten separated from her hiking group. We were out until late at night because the dogs had picked up the scent. When we found her, she was curled up under a large rotten log. She was missing her shoes and pack, and she was clearly in shock. She didn't have any injuries, and we were able to get her to walk with us back to the base ops. Along the way, she kept looking behind us and asking us why that big man with black eyes was following us. Couldn't see anyone, so we just wrote it off as some weird symptom of shock. But the closer we got to base, the more agitated the woman got. She kept asking me to tell him to stop making faces at her. At one point, she stopped and turned around and started yelling into the forest, saying that she wanted him to leave her alone. She wasn't going to go with him, she said, and she wouldn't give us to him. We finally got her to keep moving, but we started hearing these weird noises coming from all around us. It was almost like coughing, but more rhythmic and deeper. It was almost insect-like. I don't really know how else to describe it. When we were within a sight of the base ops, the woman turned to me. Her eyes are about as wide as I can imagine a human could open them. She touches my shoulder and says, "He says to tell you to speed up. Doesn't like looking at the scar on your neck." I have a very small scar at the base of my neck, but it's mostly hidden under my collar. I have no idea how this woman saw it. Right after she said it, I hear the weird coughing right in my ear. And I just about jumped out of my skin. I hustled her to ops, trying not to show how freaked out I was. But I have to say, I was really happy when we left that area that night. Ooh. And then, this is the last one I'll tell, and it's probably the weirdest story I have. So there is a part two to this, too. I'm not going to read that, but it's a little bit further down. Now, I don't know if this story is true in every SAR unit, but in mine, it's sort of an unspoken regular thing we run into. I try to ask about it with other SAR officers, but even if they know what you're talking about, they probably won't say anything about it. We've been told not to talk about it to our superiors. And at this point, we've all gotten so used to it that it doesn't even seem weird anymore. On just about every case where we're really far into the wilderness, I'm talking like 30 or 40 miles, at some point we'll find a staircase in the middle of the woods.
What?
It's almost like if you took the stairs in your house, cut them out, and put them in the forest. I asked about it the first time I saw some, and the other officer just told me not to worry about it, and it was normal. Everyone I asked said the same thing. I wanted to go check them out, but I was told very emphatically that I should never go near any of them. I just sort of ignore them now when I run into them because it happens so frequently.
What do you think they are? Like crazy mountain men building them and maybe that's their territory?
I mean, that's another really good storytelling tactic, I guess, with horror stories. It's just like you introduce a familiar thing in an mm-hmm. unfamiliar place.
Yeah, and just say, don't go near it.
Yeah, just like leave it there. Yeah.
Did you guys see The Witch, the movie?
Yes.
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
There's some like movie. Good creepiness to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie was awesome.
The woods are scary. The woods are scary.
The woods are very scary.
I had this one moment. I was in this every summer when I was a kid, we'd go to the northern woods in Wisconsin and stay in a cabin for a week.
Right.
Which was so much fun. it really, we had so much fun. We were like went fishing every day, and like I trained a chipmunk to climb onto my head using peanuts. Like,
what?
Oh my god!
Yeah, like it was. So, it was like that's my like favorite the, thing
that's
about childhood.
That's a very wood nymph.
Yeah, it was very cool. But we drove out to kind of like this little field in the middle of a clearing in the woods to pick raspberries.
Right.
And I remember me, my brother, my aunt, and my mom were out there, and you kind of had to drive down this very narrow path to a clearing. It would be hard to get back out if another car was blocking you.
Right.
It's basically like the vibe I got. And everybody starts picking berries, and I just had a really bad feeling in my gut. Like, I didn't think it was a safe place to be. Like, there was something, like, whoa. I don't know if you've ever gotten that feeling, but it was, like, very evil. Like, something very evil about it. And I remember...
Wait, what was it?
What'd it was, like, a clearing where it was, like, I remember it was around woods. It was a clearing, and there was, like, tall yellow grass, and everybody was picking berries. And I was just like, guys, we should go. We should go. We should go. Like, I really think we should go. It wasn't, like, a demonic feeling. It was more like I felt like we were being watched.
Ooh.
And, like, I just remember seeing over the top of the yellow grass this, like, hippie van. Ooh. And it was not coming up the drive, but it was just parked on the other side. And I was like, we need to get in the car. We need to get the fuck out of here. Like, yeah. I've got a bad feeling.
It's like Charles Manson style. Right?
Yeah, like, and my mom had something happen to her in the same area when we were like babies and we went up there. She had just had knee surgery. This kind of bleeds into the same thing, but she had just had knee surgery. So she was out walking in the woods as like kind of daytime physical therapy.
Right.
So she asked my grandma to come. My grandma's like, nah, I'm not going to come. Like, just go by yourself. So my mom's out walking, kind of limping. She's got her knee thing. This hippie van passes her slow. And she kind of notices it because she's alone in the middle of the woods on like a one lane gravel road. And you don't see a lot of cars there. So she's like, takes note of it. She sees it pull a U-turn up ahead and start coming back towards her again. Really slow, really slow. Passes her again. She starts to get that like nervous feeling in her stomach. Nothing happens for a while. 10 minutes later, it passes her again. Slowing down a lot, and she sees it do the same thing. U-turn, come back around, slow down. She can't see the driver, she can't see anything, but she sees that the sliding door is open.
Ooh,
so
that's terrible.
At that point, she's tears streaming down her face. She can't run. Her knee's fucked. She's convinced she's going to be kidnapped and tortured somehow in there.
Made
she's,
to start a cult.
Yeah, like she's
rob a bank.
At that point, literally decided they are going to have to kill me because I'm not getting in that van. And at the same time, back at the cabin, my aunt Betsy got a really weird feeling and basically grabbed the keys and told my grandpa, "We got to go find Susie. We got to go find Susie. Something's wrong." And so it's like, this is an actual true story, but. Just as the hippie van was coming along again, the door was open. They were going to grab my mom. My grandpa's, like, suburban with my aunt and him turn the corner at the same time and just start honking the horn and screaming out the window, and the guy just sped off.
And was your grandpa, like, hanging out with a machine gun?
Yeah, like, that's in my mind. He had
like
a machine gun outside. Yeah, exactly. But she was that close to something really bad happening. In Northern Woods, now every time either of us sees a hippie van, we're like, ooh, that just seems like very...
Hippies are not as bubbly as they want to
come out. No, and there are serial killers in the past that have used vans as like...
like, have you ever heard of...
I feel like that's like the thing, right?
Yeah, have you ever heard of Lawrence Bittaker?
How much of those experiences
and
do you think
Ray Norris,
are people just
Roy
fucking
Norris?
Around versus...
Well, that's, you know...
That's it. Like, you don't know if they're just fucking around
right.
with you.
Or... And that's the thing now is,
like,
you know...
That repeat fuck around.
Well, Well, the clown thing I find hilarious.
Did you see the new one that's like a hoax?
Oh, no.
Well, that's all of them are hoax, right?
Well, this one is like a guy pulls out a gun on a clown and like starts beating him up.
on a clown?
With some, it's a viral video, but they're saying it's a hoax.
Oh, that's funny.
Damn
but it's, it.
It looks
kind of legit. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just love, I love this thing that's happening, this real world thing that always like in small towns. It's basically, it seems like it's always high schoolers or like young college people.
Yeah.
It's like, they dress up as clowns and just stand places.
Yeah, and stare.
Because they know it
and
freaks
stare.
People
and
out.
And it fucking bothers people, but it's like made huge national news everywhere.
Yeah, so then yeah. More people do it.
And more people are doing it, and then like, it's kind
of,
it's become fucking
it's a group of
funny.
Like yeah. 500 it's students at Penn State that went on like a witch hunt for a clown hunt. Because there was a report of some clown in the area, and they
like,
went
like,
out
oh,
and
God,
like,
God
they
damned.
Went on a clown hunt.
They like lynched him, and they like and they like, went on this thing. And
shit.
The students fought back.
Was he okay? He was
they
just some like 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Who...
What was it like? A real? Was it a real native clown? Or was it like
a
they,
native
like,
clown?
They try to take off his mask, and they're just like it's like a
it's
just
another
like,
clown
found,
mask
found in the wilderness.
It's just a joker.
Like they, yeah. They like cut his, they like cut him with a knife, and like balloons come out where it's supposed to be blood.
Or they keep it's taking like, the mask off, and there's another one underneath.
Stop. Is that Toto I'm hearing?
Oh my God, no! I think that's my alarm. That's not Toto. That's my go to work alarm.
Is that your? Is that like what is that? It's like a nice.
I cover it up.
I really want there to be native clowns now. I'm like kind of bummed out that it is not a thing. It's like in the wild, like if you find Bigfoot, it's the same thing. You find a clown and you capture him in a cage. And
well, then there was this guy that started a movement in Tucson that was like Clowns Live Matters. Clowns
oh,
Lives
I saw that.
Matters.
That got shut down because of death threats.
Really?
Death threats, yeah. So yeah. Then there was this little clown backlash. But the guy that posted the picture like had bloody teeth.
Jesus.
Like he didn't.
Jesus, fuck, man.
Yeah, like he wasn't. You kind of get like, yeah, like there's probably a lot of really nice clowns that just do kids' birthday parties and like, let's not kill them all.
Let's not kill them all. All right.
Let's not.
They're not really helping themselves. So Monday, if you see a clown, what do you do? Halloween's coming up.
I know. Well, I kill him.
I think we got to kill him. We got to put him in a cage.
At least
push
him.
Try to sell him to the circus.
Push him
yeah.
into the river or pool or something.
Yeah.
Push into the river.
Remember, listeners, if you see a clown on Halloween,
shove him in the river.
Put him in a van and put the van in neutral and send it straight to the river.
Send it to the river, people. Just send him up river. That's what I say.
What if there's a like a in the same way that like ginger hate became like the new racist, the new like
clown
it was like the racist trend.
Yeah.
It's like fun to be hateful against gingers.
Yeah.
Like, what if it became a thing for clowns?
Oh my God!
And everybody started getting really
clown
hostile.
Rights
clown rights.
Oh my God! I would love that.
I would actually be very into that.
That would be awesome. Ringling Brothers must be pissed right now.
Yeah.
Enrollment's down.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Hundreds of percent.
Clown school, man. They're clown suffering. They're going the way of ITT Tech.
Another horror story.
Trump University.
Yeah, there's one go the way of Trump U.
Which is you properly
Boobis, do you need to
I
go?
I have to go. I have to go to
well,
work.
This is a real bummer because
you know.
Keep doing this one for days. So, No Sleep. So, looking a little bit deeper into No Sleep, with a sub this robust, it's really hard to do anything more than scratch the surface, obviously.
It's a good one to... I mean, literally what it says, like, you can't sleep. You want to just hang out and read some really
yeah.
creepy stories.
Right. Well,
or you
want to read stories that are going to keep you from sleeping.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah, I don't actually think this is a sub for, like, I can't sleep. I need to go to sleep.
Well, that's how all of this, the horror stories start. It's like, I'm up late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't go to bed. I'm just going to, like, look on the internet.
And it right. spirals.
And then you find these little stories. Oh, my God. And then the window
starts
scratching.
You become even less right. and less likely to
goddamn
sleep.
Goddamn cat highway.
Yeah.
Just won't shut up.
Nothing
the Cat Society, the International Cat Society is on my roof right now.
Well, one of these days I want to do Let's Not Meet because I think true stories are way scarier than fiction.
I agree. So before we close this one out.
True stories, scary.
Boobis,
true swords, awesome.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So Boobis already gave us a good little scary pre-rape story.
Mm-hmm.
Frida, do you have a scary story, a real scary story to end on? That's real,
not that scary.
I'm trying to think if I have, oh, man.
No, I'm like one of those guys that has, like, I haven't had like a ghost experience or anything telepathic or alien. I'm either just fucking obtuse to it all. Maybe I should open my eyes more, or it doesn't happen to somebody like me. Maybe my, like, I think it's like, I don't, my sensors aren't on. Maybe. Some people have sensors for that stuff and some people don't. Because I've heard stories and I'm like, oh, that sounds pretty convincing.
Yeah.
It just never happened to me.
Right.
I mean, it is very much like a perceptual thing. I mean, sometimes it's like very glaring in your face. But
even
like,
when your mom's sister said she had like a feeling.
Yeah.
Like, I've never really had those feelings.
You might have just been watching Two and a Half Men.
Maybe I'm watching too much Two and a Half Men. It's turning off my, it's messing up my radar.
Yeah, all the ghosts are trying to creep you and you're just
getting
too engaged.
That's Charlie Sheen.
I get it now.
So
I love
funny.
That idea. They're just like, there's tapping on your windows. They're like,
I've almost been killed so many times.
All of your furniture is floating and you're just so into Two and a Half Men that you're
Big
just,
Bang Theory.
You can't even, I'm distracted.
I love that comedy lineup.
That's
probably just the wind. Next episode.
It's like Cat Highway. Why would I be worried about the Cat Highway?
That's
they're just
Friday's
cats.
Scary story.
Cat society on
getting,
the roof.
They just need to get where they're going and then just go.
I mean, I guess that's the thing. If you were a ghost and you were like trying to spook some people, and every time they were just like, it's probably just some cats on the roof. You'd be like, well, this is fucking dumb. I'm going to another house.
Well, how much do you buy in? You buying into whatever happens is like a huge part of
huge. Right? Yeah.
And if you don't really buy in because you're watching too much Big Bang or Two Men,
too much CBS
comedy lineup, then you know, maybe you don't have those stories. Maybe I'm just like whatever.
Oh, yeah, I think that's pretty much sums up. I'm trying to think if I have a really good one. I have.
You know who's fucking creepy around here is your neighbor.
Oh yeah, she's a major.
She left a note on my car.
Yeah. No.
Again,
the
original?
Just once.
She's proper insane, and she's
and then
like
your other neighbor, that little old Japanese lady.
Oh yeah, she gave me the eyes today.
Yeah, but I think she's kind of sweet, right?
Oh, is she?
She's.
Well, I don't know, man.
She kept an eye on me, but when she saw my donuts, she was like, "She's okay."
Yeah, I think a little old lady sees like a man walking around at 6:45 in the morning,
she's
and just
like
right.
That doesn't seem
her
right.
Little.
Well, we have.
Asian
I think belt our. Our
it's just a gong.
Yeah. It's a huge gong.
That's such a nice noise. I don't know. It's kind of a nice.
It's,
kind of
it's better
calming.
Than better than a yeah better than like a alarm.
You're more apt to like react rationally with a gong.
So here is actually one scary story that was like really scary. It was like a moment, literally a moment. But when I was growing up, my dad, we were like on a road trip somewhere in like near Cleveland where my dad's from. We're like driving around a neighborhood that we didn't know.
Go Tribe.
I know. It's a big year. It's
2-1 year.
Oh, that'd be crazy, wouldn't it?
City will burn.
We need to actually watch some games, I guess. We got to do that.
Yeah, tonight.
Tonight. Yeah. But I'll we were driving around and we were kind of in like an industrial part of Cleveland and my dad was clearly lost and we were like going over like a railroad track. And then I turn
right.
You went
to the other side of the track.
We went to the other side. But I turn right, and then we hear this, like, and there's a train, like, 40 feet from us.
Whoa.
And my dad just fucking zips off, and then it goes by, and we were just like, what?
Wow.
Like, it was one of the most, I mean, it was horrifying for, like, a moment, obviously.
Yeah.
But that moment was, like, a really intense moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it was that was a real scary situation. I think if I have any other like
I jumped on a train once that was like just going through town. They slow down when they go through town.
Right.
Yeah.
And I to get you know, I couldn't cross the street cuz the train was going so I just got on the train and then like, climbed through it and then jumped over. I was like
it's pretty bold.
And then I was like that was dumb.
I shouldn't have done that.
It was one of those
That's
things
pretty cool
do.
Though.
I thought I was fucking kick ass at the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guess what I did? This is before you
That's
had
very
cell
like
phones.
Huckleberry Finn.
This is before like cell phones where you just like hung out on your phone and tweeted stuff.
Did you do this barefoot?
Wearing like burlap pants. Yeah. And stuff.
Yeah. With a bunch of crawfishes in your pocket.
Crawfish my fucking twiggy hair.
Yeah.
I had twig hair and grease chin. Ah,
your
good old days.
Urchin running
I was
around
sipping
the
off
train.
A glass bottle of milk.
Yep.
It had separated. I was just drinking the cream side.
The cream.
Yeah. Cream side top. Water side second.
Young Friday.
Well, yeah, I had been riding the rails for months.
And I thought, you grow up in the Grapes of Wrath?
This seems like a nice town to stop in. And when I got there, that's when I wreaked havoc.
shit.
I just started walking into people's backyards and staring. So got any extra shrimp?
Scramp.
I eat day-old shrimp.
I need scramp.
I eat day-old scramp.
I'll take your day-old shrimp.
Whatever you think is bad, I will eat happily. Don't
put
throw
it
away.
Just put it in my burlap bag. I need more scramps.
Just because it says expired does not mean it is actually expired.
They
I'll put
them
in my
good.
Pocket and get back on the train.
As long as their eyes ain't glassy, they're good. Oh, my God.
Day-old scramps.
That's Dale Scramp.
You're the horror character.
I love that there are people in small towns across the United States who have the legend, the urban legend of the 10-year-old Dale Scrimp boy.
His name is Denny. Like, Denny the Dale Scrimp boy.
Why do we leave Dale Scrimps out on the front porch? Because this little kid comes by.
His name's Denny.
Denny. So he doesn't bother us.
Yeah, it's like... You said his name three times and
otherwise,
you show up.
He'll scratch at our windows for it.
Time to get out shrimp, sir. I built up a tolerance to the bacteria. I don't get sick anymore like regular folk.
I gotta make a note to make a Dale Scrimp art.
Oh, man. That's a scary story, I guess.
So,
all right. On that note.
I think we gotta wrap. I gotta wrap this one up. That one really went off the rails real quick.
I love it,
Denny the Dale Scrimp boy.
Oh boy!
Wow.
All right. Well, this is Did You Read It talking about no sleep,
you'll never
sleep after that horrifying tale of Dale Scrimp, Denny the Dale Scrimp boy. Okay.
Oh my God!
All right, we gotta go. So this is Happy Halloween. And we're quickly approaching Christmas time, which means the Reddit Secret Santa.
Yes.
Ooh,
everybody
we are excited.
Needs to sign up because it's the best time of the year.
We got to get something from Russia.
Oh, I hope.
Do we have a trade embargo with them yet?
I think Reddit is
surpasses any embargo.
I hope so.
You
got to
do a proxy mailbox.
Yeah.
By way of Istanbul or something.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. So this is It's Your Dad.
Dog Boobs.
Am I Free Day?
Talking about Reddit and other things. We will catch you next week with another captivating.
We should do another
conspiracy thing soon. Because
I think so.
we kind of talk about it every time.
Clinton body count.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, maybe we'll do a conspiracy for the election. But all right, cool. Well, we'll wrap this one up. So we'll see you next week.
Bye.